Yeah, kicking off hour number two there with a little New Braunfels music, the Cloverleaf Orchestra, and one called the Cloverleaf Polka. And with that, we're back for hour number two of Czech Classics Then and Now here for September 2017. And we're just going to jump right back into our album feature for this month. Again, we're featuring Leroy Motoka and his orchestra out of Fayetteville, Texas, doing one called Dance Time with Leroy, one of my favorite albums of his. And we're going to get back into it again. Here's another beautiful waltz, one we did on our last CD, and it's called the Teardrops Waltz.
It is my mommy lalo chili, all is my plakali. Nám srdečky potvaří, my jsme je sbírali. Škoda je má milá naději, škoda je mladý let. Co jsme si jedenkrát slíbili, to se nenavratí. Tolik jsme plakali, tak nám srdíčky potvaří, my jsme je sbírali. Škoda je má milá naději, škoda je mladý let. Co jsme si jedenkrát slíbili, to se nenavratí.
Thank you.
her aging mind. Her hair feels like silk on my arm. Her lips tell me so tenderly she's mine alone. Until we part tonight and she goes home. Borrowed angel belongs to someone else. I love my borrowed angel. I just can't help myself. That ring on her finger don't belong to me. But she loves me, and I know she'll save some borrowed time for me.
A potom se rozejdeme, do doprowadź mnie przez Han. Ja musim jeszcze dam, a potem se rozejdeme. I żeśmy se rozkazali, oba żeśmy zaplakali, oba do jednego šatečku bílého mé oči si utírali, oba do jedného šatečku bílého mé oči si utírali.
Nezlobte se, rodičové, že já se pořád toulám. Hledám své potěšení, kterého doma nemám. Až já si potěšení najdu, tak jako vy ho máte. Tak budu doma sedávat, jako vy sedáváte. Až já si potěšení najdu, tak jako vy ho máte. Tak budu doma sedávat, jako vy sedáváte. se rodičové, že já se pořád toulám. Hledám své potěšení, kterého doma nemám. Až já si potěšení najdu, tak jako vy ho máte, tak budu doma sedávat, jako vy sedáváte. Až já si potěšení najdu, tak jako vy ho máte, tak budu doma sedávat, jako vy sedáváte.
Ah, waltz time there to wrap up that album. A lot of waltzes. What, one, two, three, four waltzes out of six on side two there. Leroy was in a waltzing mood on this album, I guess. Let's go back and recap what we heard. Side two of Dance Time with Leroy started off with the Teardrops Waltz. Right after that, the Doo-Doo Waltz, or as I said, we heard it before, the Doo-Doo Licks Mid and Hedison. A little country time, one called Borrowed Angel. Another waltz, Haymaking Waltz. Then a little polka time, one called Bye Bye Baby. Excuse me. And then we wrapped it up with one called The Happiness Waltz, otherwise known as Parents Don't Be Angry. And with that, we have wrapped up the album feature for this month. I hope you did enjoy it. Like I said, Leroy is probably my top... one of my top guys, along with the Pottex, you know, they're my favorite bands, and definitely Leroy is one of the bands that we base our sound and our band after. So always good to hear some Leroy. Moving on now, I'm going to do a little live music for you and feature a little mini set from the Bobby Jones Orchestra. It's been, like I said, I think I mentioned on the last show or the show before, it's been right at 10 years since Bobby Jones disappeared. And I believe in the October edition of the Texas Polka News, they're going to do a special feature on Bobby Jones. In fact, Gary McKee, one of the writers for the Texas Polka News, contacted me a couple of weeks ago and asked if I would write a little blurb about my time playing with Leroy. That was the first, I mean, not Leroy, Bobby. Kind of fits because Leroy was Bobby Jones' idol. But my time playing with the Bobby Jones Orchestra, that was the first band I ever played with back when I was still in high school. I was lucky to play from 1983 to about 1988. And one of the things I mentioned in my little commentary that you may read is that one of the things I liked, you know, or admired about Bobby's band is that he surrounded himself with great musicians. And so we're going to hear... Going to hear that. Going to do some instrumental tunes here and let you really get an idea for some of the great people that played with Bobby Jones. Harvey Ficus on drums. And then the amazing Zetkas. Teresa on bass guitar. Their son, Joe Jr. Jojo on just about everything. Hell of a guitar. He was younger than me, and he was already a hell of a guitar player and button accordion player. He while I was still playing with him, he learned... You know, trumpet and clarinet. He would play harmonica and was starting to learn trombone. I mean, just an incredible musician. Still playing with the Texas Legacy Band and Jody McCullough, and I think with the new Texas Plainsman. So just a heck of a guy, a good friend. And then let's see, what are we going to hear? I'm going to start this off. Like I said, four in a row, some live music from the Bobby Jones Orchestra from the mid-1980s. And one we're going to be doing on our new CD as well, based on this arrangement. I love it, and going to be proud to do it again. One called The Painted Gate.
Thank you. Ah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my mentor there, Papa Joe Zetka. I did not mention Papa Joe when I was recounting the great musicians that played with Bobby, but that's a given. Papa Joe, the patriarch of the Zetka family. And I pretty much learned everything I know about playing polka music from playing alongside Papa Joe for about 5 years. I learned a ton, and I'll always be indebted to him for, you know, everything I learned. Like I said, let's go back and recap what we heard. We wrapped that up with Tough, little Papa Joe there on saxophone. Right for that, Joe Zetka Jr., some nice guitar work on Wheels, the old Chet Atkins tune. Some nice accordion work from Bobby Jones on Woodlands Waltz with Joe and Joe Jr. there on saxes at the very end. And like I said, we kicked that off with the Painted Gate Polka. So I hope you enjoyed that. And if you subscribe to the Texas Polka News, definitely look for that feature on Bobby Jones in the October edition. In the meantime, we're going to get back into the music and kick the set off with the Doika Brothers. Here's one I heard for the first time down in Hosteen last year when we played the church picnic with them. We're going to be playing it again with them this year. Talk more about that later, but this is one of my favorites off their latest CD. It's called the Church Picnic Polka.
Wedding, who said she hails from a place called Whiting, with long dark hair and eyes that sparkled. All evening long my mind did marvel. With just one chance I asked her for a date. I'm no fool, I did not hesitate. She looked at me and never said it bolder. Okay, boy, but this date will last all summer. Let's head on down to Hallettsville, Moravia, Shiner, or High Hill, St. Mary's, St. John's, and Sweet Home, Schulenburg, Weimar, and Moulton. Hurry up and grab your boots. We'll have time to make the Proshka Hook.
Proshka Hook!
Hosteen, Dubina, and Flatonia, and Wilton, the church picnic polka. Kitchen. The heavenly smell of dressing and fried chicken. Outside the auction is in full swing. On stage the red ravens are tuning. The beer garden stocked with cold beer. And old friends will gather from far and near. Now someone gave me a slice of apple strudel. And old brother Mark, well, he ran off with my homemade noodles. So let's head out to Ammonsville, LaGrange, Gonzales, and Chapel Hill, El Campo, Seguin, and Needville, East Bernard, Wallace, and Frelsburg. Hurry up and grab your boots. We'll have time to make a brush to hook. Yoakum, Ellinger, or Chestahova, and we'll do the church picnic polka. Hosteen, Dubina, and Flatonia, and we'll do the church picnic polka. Yes, we'll do the church picnic polka. Oh, yes, we'll do the the church picnic polka.
Thank you. Fight for him, not but you go high and I bet she's in my name Jana. Please me the highest school. Sadly not travel school. That's go face the valley, is my silly valley.
Some nice music out of Nebraska there to Omaha, Nebraska. Vern Ludington and his Jolly Musicians doing the Annie or the True Annie Waltz. Right for that, some old music from Dallas. Charlie Adamczyk in his polka tones from about 1966. One called the Hooting Owl Polka. Right for that, the smooth sounds of Harry Zarnick. And the Texas Dutchman doing one called Beautiful Moravia Waltz. And like I said, we kicked that off with the Doika Brothers. And the Church Picnic Polka. And we're rapidly closing in on the end of hour number two. So let's cram as much music in as we possibly can. Here's Uncle Henry, as Jimmy Brush would call him. Henry Brush and his orchestra. And their version of the Cradle Polka.
Thank you. slunečko zapadlo za ty hory a mě má hlavička stále bolí. Slunečko zapadlo za ty hory a mě má hlavička stále bolí. Bolí, bolí, pobolívá, že na mě Janiček zapomíná. Bolí, bolí, pobolívá, že na mě Janiček zapomíná. Dostal za manželku, tak si tě vyvolím za družičku. Když jsem tě nedostal za manželku, tak si tě vyvolím za družičku. Za družičku nejprvnější, protože byla z mě nevěrnější. Za družičku nejprvnější, protože byla z mě nevěrnější.
Yeah, the Dutch Masters out of Houston there doing their version of Bolly Bolly, the Headache Waltz. Right before that, Math Slotky doing the Little Ann or the Nano Polka. Some more beautiful, smooth northern music from Don Peachy and his orchestra. One called the Two Sisters Landler, but you may have recognized that outside of the clarinet parts. The other sections were one you may know as the Beautiful Dream Waltz, or It Was a Beautiful Dream. So I think they kind of took the Beautiful Dream Waltz and kind of added the fancy clarinet parts in between, because that is definitely the Beautiful Dream Waltz, one they call Two Sisters, though. And like I said, we kicked that set off with Henry Brush and the Cradle Polka. And with that, our time is unfortunately just about up. Going to let you know what's going on with our band. We had a great time down in San Antonio. Saw a lot of people. This coming next weekend, September 23rd, we're going to be back down that way in New Braunfels for the Good Time Polka and Waltz Club. Can't wait to go play for those fine folks down in Eagles Hall. Hope to see some of you guys down there. And then that kicks off like 5 or 6 weeks in a row for us. Let's see, October 1st, like I said, we'll be back down at Hosteen for the church picnic on October 1st, Sunday. We start at 11 o'clock, and then the Doika brothers come on after us at 3. Should be a blast, as it was last year. Really looking forward to getting back down there. The next weekend, we hit Oktoberfest hard and heavy. October 7th, we're going to be in Fredericksburg for Oktoberfest in Fredericksburg. We'll be playing in our usual spot over at the Kinder Hall at 2:30. 2:30 to 4 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, going to be back up here in the Austin area, up in Round Rock, at the Blue Bonnet Brewing Company, Blue Bonnet Beer Company. We played there 2 years ago, and we're supposed to be back last year, but unfortunately we were already playing in Hosteen, so glad to be back playing at the Blue Bonnet Beer Company in Round Rock for their Oktoberfest on October 8th. We're going to kick it off right at noon when it heads up noon when it starts and all the beer starts flowing. Love to see some of you guys out there. They make some great beer, and it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun stuff for the kids to do. And they have a couple of food trucks out there with some great German food. And, of course, all their homemade beer right there. The brewery's right there in the little warehouse thing that they have set up. So it's coming straight out of the kegs. And it is fantastic. And let's see. The next weekend, October 14th, we're going to be at Sangrande Hall for the members' Oktoberfest. Again, that is open to the public. $20 gets you in. Get you a full German meal, open bar with all that great German beer, and of course great music from our band from 7 to 11 on Saturday night the 14th in Austin at Sangrande Hall. Following weekend, man, it's just on and on and on. We're going to be here in Taylor, right here in Taylor, Texas, the Texas Beer Company, for their Oktaylor Fest. Going to kick it off at 7 o'clock. I believe the Austin Polka Band is going to be playing before us, but we started at 7, goes 7 to 10 on Saturday night. That's going to be a lot of fun right downtown. Had a blast last year, and I cannot wait for that. The very next day, if you're in the Austin area, if you're a member of the Brentwood or the Crestview Neighborhood Association, going to be out there for your guys' Oktoberfest. We did that last year for the first time. That was our first ever. And again, just a blast. So many people. The entire neighborhood came out. Like 1,000 people were there. And it was just a lot of fun, so looking forward to that. And then wrap up Oktoberfest on the 28th down in Bowling, Texas for my family reunion, the Swatek family reunion. And then the following Friday, we'll be back at Wessels Hall in North Austin. Haven't been back there since about March or so. So lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff going on. Hope you guys can make it out some point to see us at one of these dances. For those of you guys that ordered T-shirts, thank you so much. They will be in the mail shortly. I'm going to make the order probably on the September 15th, 15th or 16th. I want to try to get those in as soon as possible. So thank you so much for all you guys that ordered T-shirts. If you didn't order one, we're going to have a few available. I mean, few, I mean probably like 10 or so. And once they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be very, very limited item, you know, collector's items. Probably going to make about 20 or so. So you'll be one of 20 people in the world that have one of these shirts. So if you haven't ordered one, go to our website or our Facebook page and get the info there. They're only like $20 and $3 for shipping. It's a really cool design, kind of based on an old beer label. And my daughter, Courtney, kind of fixed it up for me, and it looks really, really cool. And I cannot wait to get these T-shirts out. So be looking for those. In the meantime, we're going to get on out of here. I'm sure there's probably something I forgot to say, but, you know, I'll remember it next month. But we're going to get on out of here with the Bay City Dutchman doing one called the Adrian Polka, one of those old VTOC arrangements. So everybody take care of yourself. Stay safe. Hope you have a happy whatever. You know, Oktoberfest, like I said, is going to be here. All the church picnics are starting up. Football season is here. Thank God. You know, all the college games and NFL and everything like that is going on. So gives you a good diversion. So it's a good time of the year. Even starting to get a little cool air down here in Texas. So life is good. So everybody take care. Stay safe. And we'll see you back in October. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you.